Once again, it's time for Once Upon a Time. Time.
Is this right?
Welcome to 401 Stories. Mulla Nasruddin, the respected teacher, was as well known for his eccentricity as he was for his vast wisdom. Now, once upon a time, there was a gathering at his house, and people were discussing the merits of youth and old age. They had all agreed that a man's strength decreases as the years go by. Nasruddin, however, dissented.
I don't think so.
What do you mean, Mulla?
Asked one of his neighbors.
See, in my old age, I have the exact same strength I had in the prime of my youth.
Explain yourself.
Nasruddin calmly nodded and gestured to an enormous stone in his backyard.
See this stone? In my youth, I used to try and lift it. But I never succeeded. And I sure can't lift it now.
One day, one of Nasruddin's students saw him crawling on his hands and knees, searching for something on the ground.
What have you lost, Mulla?
Said the student. And Mulla Nasruddin replied,
My key!
So the young man got down on the ground and helped with the search. And after a time, the student posed a question to Nasruddin.
Mulla, where exactly did you drop your key?
In my own house.
Then why are you searching here?
Young man, look around you. There is more light here than there is inside my house.
One night, Nasruddin had a dream, and in this dream he was being counted out coins. 1, 2, 3, 4. And when there were 9 silver pieces in Nasruddin's hand, the invisible donor abruptly stopped giving them.
And Nasruddin shouted,
No!
So loudly that he woke himself up, and upon finding that all of the money had disappeared, he closed his eyes once more and whispered,
All right, all right. I'll take the 9.
In his travels one day, Nasruddin wandered into a job fair, and he sat down for an interview. The boss looked at him and said,
This establishment prefers ambitious and qualified individuals. For what position are you applying?
Let me think. I'll take...
Your job.
Are you insane?
Well, I don't think so. Is that a necessary qualification?
One beautiful day, Nazarene was walking down the road, enjoying the sun in his face and the wind at his back. And during his leisurely stroll, he saw a man sitting by the wayside, and Nazarene couldn't remember ever in his entire life seeing a more miserable soul. So the mullah asked,
"My brother, what ails you?"
"Ails me? There's nothing of interest in life. That is what ails me. I sold my house. I sold all my possessions to go on this trip to seek something more interesting than the life I've always known, and so far, I haven't found it."
"You sold everything? Everything that you own?"
"Everything I have left in this world fits in this knapsack."
And without another word, Nazarene grabbed the man's knapsack and sprinted away with it, running like a loose dog. Since Nazarene knew this area, he was able to outdistance the younger man with many clever shortcuts. And when finally he was too tired to run, Nazarene dropped the bag in the middle of the road and hid in the bushes, waiting. When finally the tortured traveler arrived, he was more unhappy than ever before. But as soon as he saw his knapsack lying there, he ran towards it, shouting with joy. And he cradled that knapsack like a child. A popular legend of the incredible Mullah Nazarene goes like this. When he was a young boy, Nazarene had this uncanny ability, and some have called it a power. And this power was to keep all of his schoolmates' attention held rapt with his stories. Unfortunately, their schoolwork suffered. It turns out, Nazarene's teacher at this time was a sage with some power of his own. And though he was unable to stop Nazarene's magnetism from working, he modified it by casting this spell on him.
"From now on, however wise you become, people will always laugh at you. And from now, whenever one Nazarene tale is told, people will feel compelled to tell them until at least 7 have been recited."
Dear listener, you've already listened to 5, and, well, 6 if you count that last one. And so to make it 7, I will leave you with one more. Like many people, high school was not the easiest time for me. And unfortunately, one of the low points of my high school education was the religion class that I had in freshman and sophomore year. And in both freshman and sophomore year, I had this same teacher, this bizarre cartoon of a man. He had a blazing temper and absolutely zero tolerance for critical thinking. And now, lucky for me, my junior year religion class, I had a new teacher, Mr. Poisson. On my first day, he handed us all photocopies of a story entitled "There Is More Light Here." It was a very short story. In fact, you just heard that story a couple minutes ago. And we read that story, and we discussed it. For the entire period. That 1 minute long story. No textbooks, no syllabi. We just talked about it. And the next day, we discussed the Nasruddin story. And the next. We spent over a week discussing this same micro short story. And literally no idea that anyone brought up was dismissed. Now the first day we talked about this story, it was amusing. The second day, strange. The third day, it felt like someone was playing a joke on me. And the fourth was an epiphany. James Poisson was the greatest teacher I ever had. Before him, religion class was this dogmatic memorization. And with him, religion class was a revelation. I learned about the Sufi, I learned about Buddhism, the pagan roots of Halloween, and the pagan roots of many Christian holidays. I learned history, I learned psychology, I learned about dreams, both literally and figuratively. He introduced me to dream interpretation, and he would stay after school with me for hours, and I would pour out these bizarre nightmares and strange dreams, and he would not interpret them for me, but poke and prod like this Gandalf-type character and teach me how to interpret them myself. He introduced me to Joseph Campbell, and he introduced me to Nasruddin. He taught me the true meaning of empathy, and he taught me the true meaning of thinking for yourself. And he taught me the true meaning of story. Now there are those, like the Sufi and like James Poisson, that use Nasruddin's stories as teaching tales, to be tossed around and around in your head and chewed over until you discover, for yourself, the layers upon layers of wisdom and personal truth locked within. And then there are those that use them as jokes. Quick little tidbits to entertain. Now, neither of these purposes are wrong. Nasruddin does his own thing, and he doesn't really care what you think about him. There is more light here, or the key, is a story that I have told, individually, to numerous friends when they've been at a sort of crossroads in their lives. Now, my biggest takeaway from this story is, yeah, sure, it's much easier to search for what's missing out in the open, where there's light and where people can see you trying. They can see you getting dirty. They can see you down on your hands and knees. And they might come and help, or at least they'll say to themselves, well, there's somebody who's given it a shot. But you're not going to find what you need. You know that the key is somewhere dark. And you know it's going to be way harder to search there. And no one's going to know you're doing it. But that's where it is. And that's where you'll find it. If you find it. Now, of course, if you're already in your house, do you really need the key at all? And wait, is it your house key? Or is it the key to a box that's in your attic? Or is it your car key? Or what exactly are you looking for? And as you can see, down the rabbit hole you go. These seven stories are dedicated to James Poisson, who gave me the gift of story, and who gave me the Mulla Nasruddin. And now, I'm giving him back. This episode of 401 Stories was written, performed, and produced by me, Joe Thoreau. These stories were based on the Nasruddin tales found in the collected works of Idris Shah. The accompanying music was written and performed by Adam Thoreau. Special thanks, as always, go to Nicole Tagel, who created the 401 Stories artwork, and the band Murder by Death, who allowed me to use their song Lost River as the 401 Stories theme music. You can enjoy a new episode of the 401 Stories podcast on the first of every month on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. For more information, you can visit us online at 401stories.com. We can also be contacted on social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all 401 Stories. Thank you very much for listening, and I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's stories. Have a happy new year.
Awesome. Booyah.